आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम अभिषेक मुखोपाध्याय। द हेडलाइंस: प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी बिकम्स मोस्ट फॉलोड वर्ल्ड लीडर ऑन एक्स विथ ओवर 100 मिलियन फॉलोअर्स। India's retail digital payment likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030, a study says. National testing agency to conduct retests for affected candidates of CUET UG on July 19th. KP Sharma Oli to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain beat Novak Djokovic of Serbia in straight sets to win second Wimbledon tennis title in a row. And Spain defeat England 2-1 to clinch record fourth European soccer championship title. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has achieved a significant milestone by surpassing 100 million followers on his social media account X. This notable growth includes an increase of about 30 million followers over the past 3 years. Mr. Modi now holds the distinction of being the world's most followed leader in office on X. Prime Minister Modi is far ahead of other world leaders, including US President Joe Biden, who has 38.1 million followers. After crossing 100 million followers, Mr. Modi said in a social media post that he's happy to be on this vibrant medium and cherishes the discussion, debate, insights, people's blessings, constructive criticism, and more. Prime Minister said that he's looking forward to an equally engaging time in the future as well. India's retail digital payment is likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030, says a joint study by Carney and Amazon Pay. India's digital payments for retail transactions have grown to $3.6 trillion in the financial year 2023-24 compared to $300 billion in the financial year 2017-18, according to the study named How Urban India Pays. UPI transactions were introduced in India on April 11, 2016. The digital transaction levels have seen 138% growth in the Unified Payment Interface, UPI payments levels from the financial year 2018 to 2024. The report also states that India's e-commerce market was worth $75 billion to $80 billion in 2022, which is expected to grow 21% by 2030. Foreign investors pumped in nearly 24,000 crore rupees into the Indian capital markets in the first half of July. As per the depositories data, foreign portfolio investors, or FPIs, invested 15,352 crore rupees in equities and 8,484 crore rupees in the debt market, taking the net investment into the Indian capital markets to 23,836 crore rupees till July 12th. National Testing Agency NTS announced that a retest will be conducted for affected candidates of Common University Entrance Test CUET-UG. The examination will be held on July 19th in a CBT computer-based test mode. Information to all affected candidates has been sent through email mentioning the subject codes. The admit cards for all affected candidates will be issued soon. The NTA said that the final answer keys are being prepared based on the feedback of the subject experts, which will be uploaded soon on the official website, taking into consideration the challenges received online. Another batch of 4,875 pilgrims left Bhagwati Nagar Yatri Nivas base camp in Jammu for the Kashmir Valley to perform pilgrimage to Amarnath Cave Shrine. The pilgrims left the base camp in a cavalcade of 162 vehicles early this morning. The batch included 3,464 men, 1,333 women, 14 children, 57 sadhus and 7 sadhvis, female sadhus. Of this, 1,918 pilgrims left for Baltal base camp at 3.05 a.m. and 2,957 for Pahalgam base camp at 3.50 a.m. from where they will proceed for the further journey to the holy cave.
बाबा अमरनाथ बम बम भोले हम में उनमें हम चढ़ते पर्वत कदम कदम डमरू डम 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 डम।
After 34 years, the doors of the ancient temple Uma Bhagwati were opened for the devotees in South Kashmir's Anantnag district yesterday. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs Nityananda Rai threw open the temple for devotees at Brari Angan in Shangu's area of Anantnag. Thousands of devotees drawn from different parts of J&K, especially Kashmiri Pandits, were present on the occasion to pay obeisance to Goddess Uma Bhagwati. The stage is set for the world-famous Bahuda Yatra, the return car festival of Lord Jagannath, his elder brother Lord Balbhadra and the sister Devi Subhadra in the holy city of Puri in Odisha today. Lakhs of devotees have thronged to Puri since this morning to seek blessings and witness the Bahuda Yatra, which marks the return of Lord Jagannath and his siblings from Gundicha temple to Sri Mandir. The Chhera Pehenra, sweeping around the deities of three chariots with a golden broom by King of Puri, Gajapati Divya Singh Deb, is scheduled to be held between 2:30 to 3:30 this afternoon. Elaborate security and other arrangements have been made in Puri for the Bahuda Yatra. We have more from a correspondent.
Lord Jagannath, Lord Balabhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan will return to their abode Sri Mandir after spending 8 days at the Gundicha temple. All the three chariots, Nandi Ghosa, Taladhwaja and Devadalana, have already given a south turn, Dakshin Moda, and parked at Saradhavali in front of the Nakachana Dwar of the Gundicha temple. The deities will be escorted out one by one in Goti Pahandi from the Sanctum Sanctorium of the Gundicha temple. The Pahandi will begin by noon and will be completed by 2:30 this afternoon. After fixing wooden horses to the chariots, the devotees will pull the chariots at 4 in the evening, with the first chariot Taladhwaja of Balabhadra followed by Darpadalana of Devi Subhadra and finally the Nandighosa chariot of Lord Jagannath. Prakash Das, Akashvani News, Bhubaneswar.
K.P. Sharma Oli will be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. The swearing-in ceremony will be held at Sheetal Nivas, the main building of Rashtrapati Bhavan in Kathmandu, at 10:45 a.m. Indian time. Along with Mr. Oli, a group of ministers will also be inducted into the cabinet. He was appointed Prime Minister for the third time yesterday to lead the new coalition government. 72-year-old Oli succeeds Pushpa Kamal Dehel Prachand, who lost the vote of confidence in the House of Representatives on Friday. U.S. President Joe Biden has initiated an independent assessment of security measures at the Pennsylvania rally where there was an attempted assassination of former President Donald Trump. Speaking from the White House, Biden said he has instructed an independent review of the national security protocols at the rally to thoroughly examine the events. He said the findings of this independent review will be made transparent to the American people. In a call for national unity after the attack on Donald Trump, Biden underscored the nation's rejection of violence and urged Americans not to speculate on the shooter's motives. He emphasized the necessity of allowing the Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, to conduct the investigation without any hindrance.
Vice President Harris and I were just briefed in the Situation Room by my Homeland Security team. The FBI is leading this investigation, which is still in its early stages. We don't yet have any information about the motive of the shooter. We know who he is. I'm instructed that this investigation be thorough and swift, and the investigators will have every resource they need to get this done. I've directed an independent review of the national security at yesterday's rally to assess exactly what happened, and we'll share the results of that independent review with the American people as well.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Madhya Pradesh has presented two examples before the country. Prime Minister Colleges of Excellence were started in all 55 districts of the state yesterday. At the same time, the city of Indore in the state has created a new record by planting 11 lakh saplings. Union Home Minister Amit Shah was present on this occasion. We have a report.
Indore, which has been leading the country in cleanliness for 7 years, has achieved another milestone. The people of Indore have registered their name in the Guinness Book of World Records by planting more than 11 lakh saplings in a single day under the Ek Ped Maki Naam campaign. The certificate was presented to Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav by Guinness Book. A total of 51 saplings are being planted in Indore and 5.5 crore saplings in Madhya Pradesh. This campaign was started by Home Minister Amit Shah by planting a sapling in the Revati Range of BSF in Indore yesterday. Mr. Shah also inaugurated 55 Prime Minister College of Excellence simultaneously in Madhya Pradesh. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
Heavy rain continues to lash across Kerala, mainly the northern parts of the state. Red alert is issued in 3 districts today. We have a report.
Malappuram, Kannur and Kasaragod districts are under red alert today, while Ernakulam, Thrissur, Palakkad, Kozhikode and Wayanad districts are under orange alert. High alert is there in the hilly and coastal areas of the state. At many places, traffic and electricity is hit. In view of the heavy rains, authorities had declared holiday for all education institutions in Malappuram, Thrissur, Kasaragod, Ernakulam, Kannur, Wayanad and Kozhikode districts today. Restrictions have been imposed in tourist places of districts where red alert is declared. Met Department predicts heavy rain with thunder and lightning to continue for the next 5 days in the state. As the sea remains rough, fisher folks are warned from venturing into the sea in the Kerala-Karnataka Lakshadweep coast. Mayusha for Akashwani News from Thiruvananthapuram.
In Telangana, heavy rain accompanied by gusty winds lashed several parts of the state yesterday. Neenway of Mancherial district recorded the highest rainfall of over 157 millimetres, while several villages in Jayashankar, Bhupalpalli district recorded above 100 millimetres. Normal life has been thrown out of gear in several areas in Hyderabad due to sudden downpour last evening. In football, Spain won its record fourth European soccer championship after defeating England 2-1 in the finals of the Euro 2024 in Berlin. Nico Williams provided the first goal for Spain, scoring less than 2 minutes into the second half after a scoreless opening. Spain looked the better team throughout the match, but England's Cole Palmer scored the tying goal in the 73rd minute. Eventually, an 86-minute goal from Mikel Oyarzabal gave Spain the winning lead. In Wimbledon tennis, Carlos Alcaraz of Spain has clinched the men's singles title, defeating Novak Djokovic of Serbia 6-2, 6-2, 7-6. Alcaraz comfortably won the first two sets, 6-2, 6-2, but Djokovic bounced back in the third. However, the Spaniard clinched the third set as well. This was Alcaraz's second appearance in a Wimbledon final, while Djokovic is a 7-time champion of the championship. In a bilingual live phone-in program, Public Speak, at 9:30 p.m. tonight, we will bring an insightful discussion on managing hypertension, effective approach and solutions with Dr. Rakesh Yadav, Professor Cardiology, AIIMS, and Dr. Richa Jaiswal, Dietitian, AIIMS, New Delhi. With the program, listeners will have the opportunity to pose questions to our guests related to various aspects of hypertension, such as its symptoms, prevention, and healthy lifestyle. To participate, simply dial the telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and 011-2331-4444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tonight. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Tanvi Khurana.
Thank you, Abhishek. Donald Trump surviving... I beg your pardon, Donald Trump's surviving assassination attempt is covered prominently by most of the dailies. The Times of India carries a photograph on its front page of Donald Trump dropping to the ground after being shot at. He then stands up and pumps his fist, making for an instantly iconic picture. The caption above the photograph reads, "Down and back up. Fight," says Defiant Don. Modi, Rahul condemn attack on former US president, says the statesman. Madhya Pradesh lungs of India, says Amit Shah at Mega Plantation Drive, reports the Asian Age. Jagannath Temple's Ratna Bhandar reopens after 46 years, says the Pioneer. KP Sharma Oli returns as Nepal Prime Minister, notes the statesman. And finally, King Carlos eases into throne, reports Indian Express. Well, the paper writes, the Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz dismantles Djokovic in one-sided offensive and becomes only sixth man to win French Open and Wimbledon back-to-back. And with that, it's back to you, Abhishek.
Thank you, Tanvi. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi becomes most followed world leader on X with over 100 million followers. India's retail digital payment likely to double to $7 trillion by 2030, a study says. National Testing Agency to conduct retests for affected candidates of CUET UG on July 19th. KP Sharma Oli to be sworn in as Prime Minister of Nepal today. Carlos Alcaraz of Spain beat Novak Djokovic of Serbia in straight sets to win second Wimbledon tennis title in a row. And Spain defeat England 2-1 to clinch record fourth European Soccer Championship title. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.